Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene turns a further page of the Dossier on Demetrius.
At that stage of the hunt for Demetrius, Tony Marzotti was our main line of attack. We were letting it be known round the Soho underworld that we wanted Jotty Blum for the murder of Peter Ridgway, because we were the only people who knew that Ridgway was still alive. But we were also going to threaten Marzotti that we'd spread a second rumor. We were going to let it get about that Marzotti had talked. One way or the other, we expected results. At least we'd bring Jotty Blum out of hiding, we hoped. But there was also the curious affair of Max Rubenstein. That had us intrigued, to say the least. And we were getting a line on the fellow as quickly as we could.
Oh, why did he come to you, sir? That's what I'd bloomin' well like to know.
And that's what I'd bloomin' well like to know, too, Cuts. Max Rubenstein, expatriate art dealer, French citizen, says he's being blackmailed, but won't say by whom unless we guarantee he won't be extradited to France. Now, what would you say he was being blackmailed about, Cuts?
Collaboration with the Nazis in the occupation?
Right. And when we get something from the French embassy, we'll be paying a call on Monsieur Rubenstein.
Have you forgotten that little Frenchman, that chum of Digby Mitchell's?
Paul Bonnet? Why should I forget him?
Well, according to Bonnet, Demetrius came to London after a big swag of Nazi loot. What had been smuggled here. He didn't know how.
Yeah. That's why I'm rather interested in Max Rubenstein.
Yeah, big art dealer nobody knows much about. He could turn loot into money, if it was jewelry or paintings or that sort of thing, sir.
And he says he's being blackmailed. Yes, Cuts, we must very definitely take a closer look at Max Rubenstein. Oh, what's the time?
Just on 9 o'clock, sir.
Time we were getting along to our appointment with Eustace Manningly. Where do we meet him this time?
In a little room over a dive in Shaftesbury Avenue. The Cottontail Club, they call it, sir.
Oh, well, come along. Let's get going. Tell me something, Cuts. Where do they get the names for these places? That's what I'd like to know. All right, Cuts, in we go. Your stuff.
Yeah, what do you want?
Righto, chummy. To one side. That's right.
What are your feet shoving?
Yeah, we're coming through this door and we're going up the stairs, see? And if it's club and we forgot our membership cards, you'd be a good bloke and overlook it. That's right. Here we are, Major. Last door in the corridor on the right, he said.
Lead the way.
Well, if it's not Major Keene and Mr. Cutts, I'm glad you decided to arrive sometime.
It's all right, Manningly. You can keep your seat. Keep your ear to that door, Cutts. Listen for steps.
Right you are, Major.
Now then, Manningly, how are you fixed for money?
You know I never have any money.
Care to earn some?
What do you want to know?
I don't want to know anything. I want you to spread some news for me.
Spread it where?
Oh, round the poles, round Soho, round places like this.
For how much?
50.
Now?
20 now. The rest when you get results.
All the same. That's what you are. Nothing but Scrooge.
Well, say the word and I'll take it somewhere else.
Well, all right. But it's practically blackmail. What's it all about?
You've heard of Jotty Blum?
Heard of him? I've more than heard of him.
Seen him around lately?
No one has.
Since when?
A week, I suppose. 10 days.
Hear that, Cuts? He went to ground after we'd had that yarn with him up at the embankment.
So would I, sir, if I'd have been Jotty Blum.
Well, get this, Manningly. I want you to let it drop, very gently, but persistently, that we want Jotty Blum for the murder of Peter Ridgway.
I don't know.
What don't you know?
It's too risky. It's...
My dear fellow, what risk do you run? The papers have been full of the story about Ridgway's body coming out of the river.
If you're after Bloom, why spread it about?
I think that's our affair. Well, Melanie, you know how to put a whisper on the grapevine, don't you?
I've had a little practice.
Then start on it tonight. You can begin at the Red Feathers Club.
Where's the 20?
Oh, yes, of course. Give it to him, Cutts.
Here it is. Catch!
Why can't you hand someone their money? Throwing it about as though I was a nobody.
No, shut up, Manningly. Now, there's just one other thing. In a few days, we may want you to spread another story.
What is it this time?
We may want you to say that you heard about Yachty Bloom and Ridgway's murder because Tony Marzotti let it drop. Now, have you got that? Marzotti dropped a hint about Yachty Bloom, and we had someone in the Red Feathers Club listening.
Did he let anything out?
Just take your blood money, Manningly. Surely the truth of your rumor spreading doesn't worry you.
What are you trying to do to Tony Marzotti? If Yachty Bloom hears about this...
Tonight, Manningly, suppose you let me ask the questions. Now, you just get out of here and start whispering. I want some of my fellows to hear the story about us being after Yachty Bloom by morning, understand?
You've £30 of mine, haven't you? I have to live. I'll spread your rumors for you.
Right. Now clear off.
Well, you don't have to kick me out.
No, but it'd be a pleasure. Righto, cuts the door.
Goodbye, Mr. Manningley.
Thug.
Well, cuts. You know, Major, it's a pity we have to associate with blokes like that. You know, always makes me feel as though I just turned over a wet stone.
I rather think, to get Demetrius, I'd work with the things you find under wet stones. Oh, well, what do you say to a beer, Cuts?
Well, by tomorrow, Hayday, Yachty should have found a summons suitable to show Max Rutenstein. Max will fall in with our scheme. He can do nothing else. And that'll be the end of him.
Where are the money and the gems?
In his vault, below this room, below the galleries again.
Shouldn't I be leaving here now?
Why? How long does your dressmaker generally take for a fitting?
Not as long as I've been here at the gallery several times lately. I mustn't make Keane suspicious again. I simply mustn't.
But why should he be? The men he has following you see you enter the salon of Madame Raynaud. They don't see you leave her place and come here. Neither do they see you leave here and re-enter the salon. As far as they're concerned, you stay inside.
Soon, Keane will ask to see the dress I've been having made. Oh, why can't I go? What are we waiting for?
I'm waiting to hear from... This may be it now, the phone call from Marzotti. Yes? It is Marzotti. Yes, Marzotti. Yes, look, I want you to wait at the sanatorium tonight. What?
What?
Where did you hear that? Are you sure?
What is it?
Be quiet. No, I'm speaking to Hayday. Well, see if you can find out where it came from. When you come to the sanatorium tonight, take even more care than usual. If you can't shake them, if you think you're still being followed, phone from a public box. And remember, Marzotti, the man who makes a mistake now won't have a chance in the world.
What is the matter? What did he tell you?
He heard a rumor at the Red Feathers Club. They're after Yachty for the murder of Peter Ridgway.
But with Ridgway dead...
Exactly. With Ridgway dead, how did they connect his death with Yachty Bloom?
One of the Poles must have been talking.
Someone must have been talking.
What will you do?
Keep my ear to the ground for a while. Perhaps we can find who started the story about Yachty. When we do, he'll never start another.
Yes, but... Well, if they arrest Yachty and if they've definite evidence against him...
Listen to me, Hayday. Why don't you leave those sort of things to me? I know what we'll have to do if they look like arresting Yachty, don't I?
Oh, where will it end? Where will it end? One murder, two, and... Now you have to get rid of people indiscriminately just for your own protection.
And the protection of the fortune and Rubenstein's vaults below us, Hayday. Never forget that. To me, it's worth it 10 times over.
Shh.
Sergeant Cutts speaking. Yes? Yes? That's what I say. Eustace Manningly must be after his other 30 quid. Roger.
Well, what was that, Cutts?
Gaston just heard that we've a warrant out for the arrest of Yachty Blum. Murder. He heard it in the Red Feathers Club, where he saw Manningly 2 hours ago.
Hmm. That's quick work.
Yes, sir. And he also saw Tony Marzotti leave the club and make a call from a public phone box in Wardour Street.
I see. If we crack down on Marzotti tonight, Cutts, do you think it would be too soon?
No, sir.
Neither do I. Grab your hat and bring the car round. We'll see what's doing at the Red Feathers tonight with Signor Antonio Marzotti. When I think how close we were to Demetrius right then and there, I remember why we took so long to get just that little bit closer. It was because we weren't quite so ruthless. Time and again, he'd covered his tracks with murder. And it wasn't long before he did the same again.
Tony Marzotti loses his nerve and pays for it in the next chapter of this suspenseful story, Dossier on Demetrius.